In New Zealand, what happened was they adopted the British form of justice, and they were working with the Maori, the indigenous kids, and they were basically just saying, okay, we're going to punish you and lock you up, and that will change things for the better, you know, using that kind of logic. And some of the elders of the Maori people came and said, you know, this doesn't work for us. We have a traditional way of doing this. So they said, okay, well, what's your traditional way? And the Maori elders explained, well, look, when someone commits a crime, we view it as a harm in the community. Not only that, we think it's an indicator that there's something broken down in the community. So we get together in a circle and we work to figure out what needs to be done to make things right. So that's the emphasis, making things right, not making someone hurt so much that they won't ever do it again, but making it right. So to their great credit, the New Zealand justice leaders said, okay, let's adopt that. Now in New Zealand, it's the default mode for all juvenile crime except cases of murder and rape.